Christopher Murphy, Leslie Beauchamp, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us, Julia.
It's a little night music you're getting ready to play on that arena theater stage. Summer night music, in fact. So, Christopher, tell us why this musical is the perfect seasonally sweet treat.
I think it's just a great little antidote for a hot Indiana summer night. Like I told my cast the other night, I think this is theatrical champagne. It's light, it's fizzy, and it should leave its audience slightly giddy at the end of the night.
Very
well. A musical menu and for a dinner theater. That's pretty clever, Christopher. Okay, a one-sentence scenario of the story you're going to be telling.
It's going to be quite a run-on sentence. Leslie plays Desiree Armfeld, who is an actress in turn-of-the-century Sweden, and the show concerns a weekend in the country as all sorts of romantic couplings and uncouplings play out.
Very nicely done. And Leslie, you are accomplished and a mighty versatile performer on that stage. What's it like to be portraying Ms. Desiree Armfeld?
Well, it's pretty exciting. It's kind of fun because for me, I think the show is about love, all kinds of different types of love, and it's very sweet. And she's a great character for those women who are, shall we say, not in their 20s anymore. But she's great. She's lively and spunky, and anything with music is my thing that I gravitate towards.
So it's a big plus for you already, just doing that, and then all the rest.
It speaks to you, just the music alone.
Sounds very clever, like a clever
story. It is. Well, it's Stephen Sondheim, and he is infinitely clever about everything that he does, but the music is just lovely, and it really does speak to you.
That's a treat, like you say. So this story is brimming with comedy, intrigue, and romance as it's billed. Now that seems like a golden ticket that you're holding there. Is there a downside or like maybe a challenge to balancing it all when it's that full in one fun little presentation?
Yeah, absolutely. I keep telling our actors every night in rehearsal, this is one of those shows that to an audience should seem completely effortless. But it's actually been one of the most challenging shows I think I have ever tackled. And I think our cast has felt the same way. It's incredibly difficult just in its wording. Sondheim and Wheeler's words are so beautiful and witty and sophisticated, but they're not the way we talk as human beings. So just tackling that language and making it seem natural has been a challenge. And then finding a balance between that very classical feel that the music has and the romance, the lushness of that, and yet at the same time remembering that it really is a farce and it really is a comedy. And finding that balance, I think, has been one of the biggest challenges for us in rehearsal, but we will nail it by opening night, I promise.
It's also been one of the most fun things. If you take it in its pieces, finding the farcical moments, which you don't necessarily think of when you think of waltzing and that beautiful, you know, music. And that is one of the great things that Stephen Sondheim does. He clashes them together.
Okay, music-wise, Send in the Clowns. It's an iconic song. It's in that play. Everybody knows it. How does the rest of the music engage the audience anywhere compared to that song? And how does it all fit together?
The music is amazing in that it tells its own story. There's almost like a current that is told, that through line that is told through the music. And there is a group of five incredibly gifted actors and vocalists that we have in our cast. You cannot help but smile when you hear them. They are amazing. But they tell the story and they comment on the story. So it's very interesting the way Sondheim has done that. I think that the melodies that you hear throughout are those songs that you're like, oh, I know that song. And you just forget that you know that song until you're hearing it again. So yes, Send in the Clowns is the one that most people will know. But the other music that also is in there that takes you along for the ride, it's infectious. It really is. I mean, I get a new favorite song every night. I do.
Yeah, and I just grin every night while listening to everybody.
And your audience is probably going to do that as they watch the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, this play is generally regarded as Sondheim's most popular enduring musical. We've been hitting on these things to be sure, but exactly why do you think that is?
Well, Sondheim himself freely admits that the impetus for writing this show was to have a commercial hit. He had written Sweeney Todd, he'd written Follies, all of these shows that challenged him as an artist and yet didn't do, at least in their original Broadway runs, exceptionally well at the box office. And so this really was intended as a paycheck show for him.
That's curious, and it shows that he can do whatever he sets his mind to.
Absolutely. And so he decided that the challenge for him as an artist would be to just be as clever and show off as much of his lyrical flourishes as he possibly could. But it is more accessible than most Sondheim, so it shows. It doesn't have a lot of darkness to it. It really is a romantic comedy. It really is a farce. Very different than something like Sweeney Todd, where you're baking people into pies, or Assassins, where you're exploring the lives of people who have killed our presidents. This is nothing like any of those.
A little light and lively song. Yeah, very. Night music. I get it. And yes, I think your audiences will too.
Yeah.
So what does that intimate arena theater space and the whole dinner experience that they'll have before the play do to enhance this clever little story, would you say?
I love presenting these musicals at Arena Dinner Theater because I think it allows you to really delve into the characters and the relationships between these people and play them in a very intimate way where you don't have to worry about playing it to the back wall of a gigantic theater. And it allows for a very intimate experience between your audience who has bonded themselves, even if they walked in as strangers. They're sitting at a table and they're getting to know one another. They're having a few drinks. They're eating dinner. They're having a good time. And then we come out and we share that intimate relationship with them as we present this show to them. And to me, as a director, I find that very gratifying, and I think the actors do.
Yeah,
too.
I think it's one of those special spaces in town, and especially a show like ours, you know, A Little Night Music, it is about those intimacies. It is about relationships, and it's really great that it is in that intimate space, because as an actor, it's nice not to have to play things so big that you lose that smallness, the intimate moments with it.
And
so for that, it's been great.
The whole secret of the story, the secrets that are happening in the story, and then that's one of Fort Wayne's best kept theatrical venue
secrets. It's a jewel box of a space, absolutely.
That's a very good phrase there. Yeah. Okay, setting. Is it difficult to wrap your head around Sweden during the 20th century sensibility?
For me as a director, not so much, because I think as long as we honor the way people behaved in that time period, that's not really what our show is about. It's about universal truths and universal relationships that are just as true today as they were then.
It could be set anywhere, except for, you know, where the sun never sets. I mean, that is an important aspect of the telling of the story, but the important aspects are all universal and they could take place anywhere.
But is it a fun time and space zone to be telling this story?
Oh,
absolutely. And if nothing else, it's fun because people are going to be blown away when they come in and see the beautiful costumes that our costume designer, Jan Klee, has been making. She's an absolute treasure. She's amazingly talented. She has made practically everything from scratch. And it's just this beautiful Edwardian look that I think just reeks of romance and style and really does immediately physically set you in the tone that Sondheim wants the show to have.
I have never looked forward to costume fittings more in my life. I'm serious. I love going down there to see what creations she has made.
And by 21st century standards, how does this wickedly clever period piece stay wickedly clever?
When you're talking about wickedly funny, Rosie Ridenour, as a human being and as a character, embodies that. And so she pulls that thread for me in the show.
And she plays?
She plays my mother, Madame Armfeld.
Yes. That's sort of a timeless relationship to a mother-daughter relationship in any century. Mm.
Absolutely. And again, much like all the other things that we've talked about, I think clever is clever in any century.
True.
And can stay fresh and timely.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's wickedly clever.
Right.
And how much is there to be said just for the fact that you can be as period wonderful, not state-of-the-art as you want to be if you do it well, like it sounds like you guys are doing, to please an audience?
I think what pleases an audience is a well-done show by talented performers. I think lights and sound and all the technical bells and whistles that any theater from Fort Wayne to New York City can throw at an audience are all well and good, but I think what really makes for a great evening of theater for any audience is just that communion between them and a really terrific piece of theater and a really terrific group of actors, even if it's done with a single light bulb and nary a microphone.
We're storytellers.
Yeah.
That's what all artists are, regardless of their medium. Our job is to tell the story. I think it's as simple as that.
Those are wonderful points. And so, bottom line, What can you guarantee your audiences fortunate enough to get to enjoy this presentation are going to carry with them after experiencing a little night music?
I think they're going to leave with a smile on their face and a song in their hearts. And in today's world, what do we need more than that?
Yeah, agreed. That's perfect. That sums it up. It is. It's a lovely show.
Christopher Murphy is director and Leslie Beauchamp, lead actress in Arena Dinner Theater's presentation of A Little Night Music. Christopher, Leslie, thank you for sharing your precious time with us and your spirit. And have fun making A Little Night Music.
Oh, thank you so much,
thank
Julia.
Thank you, Julia.